Delsing spent 25 years on the PGA Tour and is a lifetime member of the PGA Tour and PGA of America. Now he provides his unique perspective as a golfer and network broadcaster. It's time to go on the range with Jay Delsing.
On the Range is brought to you by Pro-Am Golf.
Hey, good morning, St. Louis. Pearly, good morning. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. I'm your host, Jay. Pearly sitting right next to me. Brad Barnes is taking great care of us here at the ESPN studios. And welcome to another show.
Loving it. What an exciting show today. I was particularly looking forward to this interview, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We have a little special tribute to Shannon throughout the whole show.
Yeah, Mike Shannon. So we got to sit down with Mike. The show was formulated and it's formatted. Which word do you like better, Pearl? Formatted or formulated?
I would say formatted.
I don't think formulated.
So that sounds like we're a scientist or something.
Yeah, that's above my pay. Yeah, that's right. So let's go with formatted. So the show's formatted like Around the Golf. The first segment is called the On the Range segment. It's brought to you by Pro-Am Golf. Dan Kirchhofer is now the new president of Pro-Am Golf. He is a great guy, had a long, prosperous career with Enterprise, and so now he's at the helm. If you guys need anything, gear, lessons, Tom DeGrand is the best. He's been in the game for over 50 years. Call 314-781-7775. Also, check us out on social media. Ugh. Twitter is at Jay Delsing. Facebook is Golf with Jay Delsing and Jay Delsing Golf Hospitality. LinkedIn is Jay Delsing, and Instagram is unknown to all of us. I also want to thank Bob and Kathy Donahue. Donahue Painting and Refinishing, 314-805-2132. Anything you need for your house, inside, outside, these guys are busy. They're professionals. They're doing it safely. Call them. Call them right away. All right. So, Pearl, we got a fun interview with Mike Shannon. We have a fun tribute the whole show to Mike Shannon. And we're also doing this, you know, we're tape show, so we don't have the perfect way to kind of set up a preview for Augusta, but this is going to be our preview show, even though it's going to be the Sunday morning of the tournament. Mm-hmm. So here we go. The first thing. Well, let's just jump into our first tribute to Mike Shannon.
Yes, let's do that.
All right. So there's a quiz online. You can find it anywhere. It's called Shannonisms. Okay. So we're going to read in each segment. We are going to read three questions for you guys. They're multiple choice. I'm going to read this first one here, and Pearly and I will alternate back and forth. Here's what Mike said, and you have to fill in the blank. It's Mother's Day today, so to all the mothers out there, fill in this blank. Happy birthday, bottoms up, happy Valentine's Day, or have a nice frosty bush.
Is that
my choices? So Mike said it's Mother's Day today, so to all the mothers out there, happy Valentine's Day.
We gotta mimic some of the ooh-wees and all that kind of stuff he does. He great laugh, too. Okay, can I do the second one?
Yes.
Okay, and a blank is out on the it's a kitty cat. Wow, it's hard to even read that one. Here's your choices. And a blank is out there it's a kitty cat. Squirrel, raccoon, bird, or possum?
I'm going with possum.
Possum. Nope, raccoon.
Oh, and here's our last one.
Great laugh.
Mike said, to whom was Mike referring when he said, and we quote, he's the biggest thing to hit Japan since they dropped the bomb on Nakashima. Says a fielder, so Taguchi, Hideki Nomo, Mark McGuire.
I'm going to say McGuire.
Nomo. Anyway,
too funny.
Those are great. So we had an interview with Mike, and it's really going to be fun. So, all right, so Pearl, the Masters. Who's your pick? You got a gun to your head. You only get one pick. Who are you thinking?
I would love it if it's Bryson.
I want Bryson to win, too. Isn't that crazy? Now, one of the things we need to bring up for all of us out there that like to maybe throw a dollar or two on this, Brand LeChambly, one of the sharpest knives in the golf drawer, which is, well, I don't know what that is.
Much.
Yeah, that's something. did get this fact right, that 80% of the champions at Augusta come from the top 16 ranked players in the world.
So you want to pick from the top 16?
Yep, if you want to try to. Yep.
Okay, now he says that, and that's based on that time of year. So I think the interesting thing is there's been a lot of talk about the weather and all that kind of stuff is, and again, this is tape, so we don't know this stuff, but I wonder how it turns out. What are you thinking, Jay? What's your prediction on what it's going to be like?
Oh, my gosh. Well, first of all, it's not going to be nearly as warm. So that's a big thing, and that's a huge thing for Tiger Woods. That's a huge thing for Tiger Woods. Now, I've counted Tiger out. How many fingers?
As many times as possible.
And
I know I have.
Yeah, he's turned around and said, "Yeah, you don't know what you're talking about." So, but this really going to be difficult. If it dips down in the 50s and they're playing in the 50 degree temps, Pearl, it's just going to be hard. The only reason I say that is I've had one back surgery before. Obviously, I'm much older than he is, but it was just so difficult to try to compete when it's not hot and warm and you don't have to worry about your body and your muscles staying loose.
I think it's a huge deal. I think also just, first of all, the cold weather, we talk about this normally in our spring radio shows, the ball doesn't go as far. And I don't know if that's because of the equipment or the golf ball itself or our bodies because it's not moving and normally you have extra clothes on. But my point is, what if the course, because if it is cooler out, which the odds are it will be cooler, and it's not going as far, that course is going to play a very different day, Jay. It could play an extra 1,000, 1,500 yards or longer because of that.
There's no question about that. And first of all, it's been proven that this modern-day ball doesn't perform with these cooler temps. It does not perform as well, which is going to fly directly in the face of Bryson DeChambeau hitting 400-yard drive. So we'll see how that all plays out.
Maybe, but I'm saying the other guys, there's so many carry shots out there.
Oh, there's no question, Jeff.
That they're so used to, hey, I'm here. Last 25 times I've played, this is a 6-iron or 7-iron, and now it's a 4-iron.
Right.
It's going to be different.
What's the grass going to be like? You know,
exactly.
You go from the south where they overseed all the time, and you know what's the grass going to be like there? Is the overseed going to be mixed in with Bermuda as it starts to get colder? Is the Bermuda going to go south because it is getting colder? I don't know. I have no idea what to expect because Augusta is such a one-off. They can do so much of their own thing. They have unlimited resources.
They can make it warm if they want to
make
it warm.
That's exactly right. And someone said to me, remember, Augusta's not in Georgia. It's in Augusta.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's like this is its own empire down there. It really is.
Just the thing they do to the greens, I think the whole infrastructure they have underneath the greens, the way they can dry things out, control that. There's just so many pieces that, as you said, other properties aren't equipped to do.
Right. Right, there's no doubt about that. So there is so much at play here, really, that and we don't know much about that. I will tell you this: the par 3 contest was canceled.
That's a bummer.
Week.
I wonder what the thought process was there.
You know, Fred Ridley, who is the chairman of the tournament down there, said, you know, that tournament was meant to get the spectators closer to the players and have this more family sort of feel.
Can't do
any of
that.
And he said it just is not going to seem right, you know. And
they don't get it wrong too often down there.
No, they don't. One thing that's really cool that they're doing, Pearl, on Saturday, they're going to host college football game day on the 9th green area of the par 3. So from 9 to 12 on Saturday morning, before the tee times, they're going to host game day, college game day.
You mean the announcers, those guys?
Yeah.
Oh, Lee, that's
Lee
awesome.
Corso
that's
and those,
awesome.
All
yeah.
those guys. Yeah, it's going to go down there, and it'll be interesting.
Good
for
them. Just because football's not very big down there.
Nah. And you know,
that's a tip of the hat to kind of what season it's supposed to be.
Yeah, that's right. And it's you know, let's try to coexist here.
Sure. That's awesome. Very cool stuff.
All right, so that's going to wrap up the On the Range segment. But don't go away. We've got Mike's interview on the front nine. This is
and
golf.
Some more quiz questions.
That's right.
This is Dan McLaughlin, and you're listening to Golf with Jay Delsing.
Are you tired of forking up the big money, all those dollars on golf balls?
Well, we finally have an option for you. Let us introduce you to Sniper brand golf balls. This brand new product is a Sirlin covered ball that is just great to play. It's long off the driver. It's accurate with the irons. And importantly, it's soft around the green. And you know what the best part is? It's just $23.99 for a dozen. That's right, $23.99, and a portion of every sale goes back to a military or law enforcement agency. Find Sniper Brand online at thesniperbrand.com. Plus, you can follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and check out their entire line of golf products on their website, thesniperbrand.com. And don't forget to check out the Sniper Brand logo. You're going to love it.
Let your local Farmers Insurance agent, Ed Fogelbach, put his experience to work for you. Ed Fogelbach proudly serves the St. Louis City, County, and Metropolitan area and any of their families and businesses, and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call the Fogelbach Agency at 314-398-0101 to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's the Fogelbach Agency at 314-398-0101. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
In these extremely trying times, the management team at Marcone would like to give a shout out to our 500 plus employees and their families. Their diligence and commitment to each other, our process, and our company are so good that we are obligated to state it publicly. We are so grateful for each and every one of you. You have all contributed to our success, and your dedication is imperative to the continued growth of our company. Thank you for your efforts. Marcone is the largest distributor of General Electric appliance parts in North America.
You've seen it and played it in bars over the past 30 years, and now you can bring Golden Tee to your home. Complete your basement or man cave with the popular arcade game, The Ultimate Virtual Golfing Experience. Over 80 courses, unique game modes, and you can even challenge a buddy in online tournaments. However you play, you will be the talk of your neighborhood. Visit home.goldentee.com to learn more.
This is a subject that most people don't want to talk about, but many find themselves facing. Their marriage is ending and they need to find a good lawyer at the most difficult time in their life. Or maybe you're like me, divorced for almost 15 years, but you're still wrestling with hassles, maintenance, and other hard-to-figure-out issues. Do yourself a favor and call 314-788-3030. That's the law office of my buddy and attorney, Henry Miller. I was living under the burden of unfair maintenance and a few other things that could only be settled in the courtroom. My only regret is that I didn't use Henry years ago. He is first and foremost smart and hardworking. But what was really important to me is that he listened. He's also fair and extremely honest. We had an odd issue arise where I had paid for something that was not allowed to be used in our case. After one call and an email, it was settled and that charge was removed. Do yourself a favor and call Henry Miller. He is the man you can trust when you need him the most. You can also reach him at grantmillersmith.com.
Grab your clubs. We're headed to the front nine on Golf with Jay Delsing.
The front nine is brought to you by the Ascension Charity Golf Classic.
Hey, welcome back. It's Golf with Jay Delsing. Pearlie's with me, and we are headed to the front nine. And the front nine is brought to you by the Ascension Charity Classic. So how cool is it that we have PGA Tour Champions Golf here for at least the next 4 years?
Very, very happy about it. I can't wait to just hang out with you for those weeks.
Pearl,
by the way, I get that room, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Pearl, what about the people that are playing? What about Ernie Els? Phil Mickelson,
the quality of absolutely.
I mean,
and something was said. I don't remember what interview it was. The kind of who's who, the class of players that have kind of come out and turned 50. It's pretty dynamic
the last year or two.
Absolutely. It's really going to add a boost
to the
tour.
It really is. All right. So I want to thank the folks at Whitmore Country Club for sponsoring the show again. Bill Brungart is the membership director. 636-926-9622 is Bill's number. They're just getting it right out there. There's no two ways about it. First of all, if you go in the golf shop, you got to say hello to Bummer. Bummer's been on the show. We're going to get Bummer on the show again. He and PGA Tour caddy Ray Farrell, who works for Harold Varner, are doing some great stuff with junior golfers.
That's awesome.
They set up a nice junior program. They're instructing these kids on the right way to do it. Right way to play. There's also a kids club in the main clubhouse. And that's a place where you can drop your children off. You can go have a drink. You can go have dinner. You can go play golf. Your kids get to play with other children. They'll go swimming, tennis, whatever it is. There's golf leagues and skins games, members tournaments, couples events. Bummer and the staff, they just do a really good job. And there's also junior golf and junior tennis, swim teams available for the kids. With the membership comes 90 holes of golf. We've talked about this a lot this year. 36 holes right at the facility. The main thing to know, there's always a place to play. The Golf Club of Wentzville, the Links of Dardenne, the Missouri Bluffs are included in there. No cart fees added. No assessments. No food and beverage minimums. There's two large pools. It's just a great place for you and your family to hang out. So visit them at WhitmoreGolf.com. That's WhitmoreGolf.com. All right. So now we go to this interview with Mike Shannon. We're talking about a two-time World Series champion, a guy that's been in the St. Louis Cardinal organization for over 60 years. He got drafted in like 1959. All right. So let's toss a couple of these great Shannonisms in before this interview. Here's what Mike said. Well, folks, this game began as a tiny worm and is blossoming into a blank. A bouquet of roses, a large cobra, a humongous worm, or the Loch Ness Cookie Monster?
The Loch Ness Cookie Monster.
A large cobra.
Get ready now.
All right, so here's a good one here. A hit up the middle right now would be like blank and a cold, frosty one. A nice ham sandwich, soaking in a hot tub, kissing Miss America, a Babe Ruth candy bar.
Babe Ruth candy bar.
A nice ham sandwich.
I should have said that. Ham I knew sandwich. He was hungry. I knew it had something to do with food. I could tell by the way he said that. Okay, one more, and then we got to get to the interview. Okay, fill in the blank. It's raining like blank. Here's your choices. A Chinese fire drill. There's no yesterday. Cats and mice. That movie Rain Man.
I'm going to go with cats and mice.
Cats and mice. You are incorrect. It's the Chinese fire drill.
Raining like a Chinese fire drill.
Exactly.
All right, let's go jump on this Mike Shannon interview right now.
Traxel winds and fires. Big Mac swing and a shot into the corner. It might make it. There it is. 62, folks. It just got over the left field wall in the corner. And we have a new home run champion. A new Sultan of Swat. It's Mark McGwire. He touches them all. Unbelievable.
Mike Shannon is brought to you by Golden Tee.
Mike, I can remember as a little guy watching you play, and I had no idea about your senior year in high school. You won the Missouri Athlete of the Year in both football and basketball at CBC.
Yeah, you know, that's an amazing story because it's never been broken, okay? And records are made to be broken. But, you know, the way that people, they isolate nowadays, and they, I don't think that it will ever be broken now, you know, because people, they're specialized now, you know, they're either football or baseball or basketball. And so I was kind of like, I just went from one sport to the other, and I was honored to have that record, okay? And it still stands. It's amazing.
Mike, who the hell was a better baseball player than you? I mean, you turned out to be a big leader, and that's amazing
well,
to me.
You know, they just didn't, you know, they just, there was more football, and there was more basketball, there was more time, and, you know, it rained, and there were all kinds of problems with baseball, okay, in the spring, so they just washed it out, you know?
Yeah, that's amazing. And, you know, it's interesting. You went down to the University of Missouri and stayed there for just about a year or so and got drafted by or got signed by Bing Devine with the Cardinals.
That's correct. You know, I went down there, and I went down there with the understanding that I would go to play baseball the year following, because usually they told me that they were going to get rid of the bonus rule. And pardon me. You know, Musial, I played high school football with his son. So I used to go over to his house, and he filled me in on a lot of stuff. You know, I was really privileged to get a lot of that information.
Oh, my gosh, Mike, when I look back at the people that you've crossed paths with, I mean, I know how fortunate I've been just as growing up as a caddy and getting to shoot, even talk to you today. But, man, you have been up and down the who's who of Major League Baseball and sport. You know, great your entire life.
Well, I've been real fortunate, and I've taken the good people, you know, and the good situations, and I've analyzed them, and they worked out really well for me, Jay. But, you know, like the golfers that I've met, Bob Golby, you know, okay, I mean, the list goes on and on. Some really great people, okay? And to have Bob Golby call you and ask you for a favor, I mean, that's, you know, you get down on your knees and you thank God the great, great man that he is, and all the people that I've been associated with. It's been fortunate, really has.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're a member of the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame. You won an Emmy in 1985. You've been Missouri Broadcaster of the Year a couple of times, and the Cardinal Hall of Fame. Mike, the thing that goes back to me, I remember as a caddy at Norwood, your event that you brought over to Norwood was the biggest charity fundraiser we had of the year. So when it comes to golf, when it comes to family, when it comes to community, man, you are, those things are tremendously important to you.
Well, not only that, but, you know, the people that you, that help you, that's what's really important. Okay. I mean, when you play, Jay Delsing comes and plays in your tournament, and then Bob Golby comes and plays in your tournament, and things like that. I mean, that's big, okay? You just can't money value on that. It's invaluable. Period. Plain and simple.
Yeah, it really is. When the legacy, you know, I knew that you supported CBC. I didn't know that you had such an incredible sports record there at CBC. And your coach, Frank Broyle, said that if you'd have stayed in football down at Mizzou, and probably because the football players weren't making any money, if you'd have stayed in football, you might have won the Heisman Trophy.
Well, you know, the guys like that have been kind to me, okay, and have watched over me and have contributed to my success. There's no doubt about it. I mean, when you consider the people that I've been connected with over the years, Frank Broyles, and the list goes on and on.
Oh, I think back about some of the broadcast partners that you had. I mean, you started with the great Jack Buck that's, you know, takes a back seat to no one, and then Joe Graziola and Kubek, all the guys that you've done broadcasts that you work with, and of course Jay Randolph Senior, one of our all-time favorite people in the world.
Well, you know, I've been fortunate to work with those people and just to take a little bit from each one of them, okay? And that's been, when you have those kind of people on your side, you have a lot going for you, Jay.
Yeah, it's terrific. Mike, when you played, how much golf did you guys play on the road?
Well, we didn't play anything on the road, okay? I didn't start playing golf until I quit playing. You know, the pitchers played, but the hitters didn't play. And now it's about the same, basically. But the real good golfers and the real good baseball players, they're the pitchers.
Yeah, they get to spend. And Mike, was it fear that you guys would screw up your baseball swing, or was it just a matter of time because you guys were playing every day and the pitchers were every fourth or fifth?
Well, you know, it was more conducive for the pitchers to be playing than it was for the everyday players to be playing. You know, you got tired and you're stressed and so forth and so on. But, you know, the the world of golf is such a pleasant when you're playing for fun, okay? You know, when you're playing for money and for
a living,
yeah, it's a lot different than when you're playing for fun.
Yeah, the camaraderie. Oh my gosh, I think of some of the ball players that I've had the pleasure to play with. Even you, I mean, it's so much fun, and I love the stories. Oh my gosh.
Well, you know, that's the fun part of it. That's what's great about golf. You know, you can play, and I can go. I can play against you, and you know, with the handicap system, it's fun. Okay, and another great thing about it is that it's a game that you say, hey, oh, when I say I got a six, I can only say, can you recount for me? You know, it's a system, okay? And I love it, okay?
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. Mike, and I really appreciate the time. I'm with Missouri Hall of Fame, voice of the Cardinals, Cardinal Hall of Famer Mike Shannon. Mike, who was the best all-around ball player that you ever played with? I was doing some prep for this, and I know you start off in right field, and a little guy named Roger Maris came over to the Cardinals and moved you over to third base. You have seen the greats, man.
Well, I've been fortunate all through the years, Jay, to be connected with some really great people, whether it's as a player, as a coach, as a manager, as a broadcaster. You know, when you consider the broadcasters that I've worked with, man, oh, man, it's been wonderful.
Yeah, it's really the who's who of Major League Baseball announcers, isn't it?
Yeah, and I've had some fun with it, too, you know. It's a lot of fun. You consider the golf courses I've played, and I mean, very few people have played it. Been able to play the golf courses that I've been able to play out through the years, and that in itself is magic.
Mike, I think the same thing. I can call and people say, "Sure, come on by," and I'm thinking, "How the hell did I get this lucky, man? You know, this wasn't always like this."
Well, there's some wonderful people in this business, Jay, and they really help each other, and that's what it's all about. You know, when I come across a guy that won't help, I really jump all over him.
Yeah,
hey,
I'm
who the
sure.
Hell are you?
Well, Mike, I really appreciate the time this morning. I hope you're doing well. I know this was one crazy, crazy year with baseball and starting and stopping. I honestly, at one point, didn't think the Cardinals would ever get it in. They had more doubleheaders, I think, than they hit home runs this year. But it was a crazy year.
Well, I tell you what, you know, out of adversity comes greatness. And I think we saw a lot of that this year.
Yeah, we sure did. Well, Mike, thank you so much for your time. I hope you're keeping well, and I look forward to hearing you next year on the broadcasts.
Jay, I love to tee it up with you. And anytime, just let me know.
Okay, that sounds great, Mike. Keep well.
I don't hit it as far, but I hit it straight now.
Yeah, and I know you mentioned the handicap system several times. That could put me in a lot of trouble.
Well, that's the great thing about golf, you know. The pros can play with the amateurs, and the amateurs can play with the pros.
And I know you know how to work that handicap system.
That's for sure. God bless.
That's going to wrap up the front nine and the Mike Shannon interview. But come back to the back nine. John and I will have some more Shannonisms, and we will talk more about the Masters. This is Golf with Jay Delsing.
This is Paul Azinger, and you're listening to Golf with Jay Delsing.
Are your workouts more fun than this? Well, if they are, then I want to sign you to an endorsement deal with Michelob Ultra. I'm looking for anyone and everyone who makes working out a blast. If that's you, head to TeamUltra.com for a chance to score awesome perks like Team Ultra gear and more. That's TeamUltra.com to enter.
No purchase necessary. Open U.S. residents 21 plus. See official rules at TeamUltra.com. Message and data rates may apply. Void where prohibited. Enjoy responsibly. 80 Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Are you in the market for some new clubs? Maybe a bag and the latest style of sweet new shoes? Is this the year you decide to stop listening to your buddy's advice and get some real golf instruction? If any of these appeal to you, then go to Pro-Am Golf today. Pro-Am Golf has all the latest gear from all the major manufacturers. Call Steve today at 314-781-7775 and schedule a lesson with Tom DeGrand. Tom is the best. He's been in the game for over 50 years, so you take that knowledge along with their state-of-the-art equipment, and boom, your game will get a whole lot better. Visit them at ProAmGolfUSA.com.
USA Mortgage is doing it again. Joe Scheeser and his staff have lowered rates again this month, and they will waive closing costs. If you want to refinance to get cash out, lower your rate, shorten your term, or eliminate that costly, unnecessary mortgage insurance. If you are purchasing a property, they can issue a pre-approval letter within minutes. They are the largest mortgage company in the state of Missouri, and their volume allows them to quote the lowest rates. Don't waste your time with the national online brokers. USA Mortgage is employee-owned and operated right here in St. Louis. Joe Scheeser has closed over $500 million in loans in nearly 30 years in the business and over $2 million alone to Delsings.
Okay, so you and your family are looking to join a country club. Well, I need to recommend to you Whitmore Country Club. They've got 90 holes of golf in the membership out there. You have access to the Missouri Bluffs, the Links of Dardenne, the Golf Club of Wentzville, and all the cart fees are already included in your membership. There's no food or beverage minimums and no assessments. My friend Bummer in the golf shop is a phenomenal guy. You've got to go out and check him out. He and his staff out there run golf leagues, skins games, members tournaments, couples events, available all year round. There's a kids club in the main clubhouse, and they have a huge fitness center. There's three tennis courts if you're not into golf, a gigantic pool for you and your family to use. Year-round social calendar is spectacular. There's holiday parties, picnics, date nights, always have live music, and much, much more. If you're looking for a family-friendly, safe place to hang out, you got to check out Whitmore Country Club. Call them at 636-926-9622.
Don't miss the hottest rookie class in PGA Tour Champions history. Stars like Phil Mickelson, Ernie Els, Jim Furyk, and more compete at Norwood Hills Country Club September 6th through the 12th. Join legends Jack Nicklaus, Tom Watson, and Hale Irwin to celebrate the PGA Tour Champions' newest event. Professional golf returning to St. Louis in 2021. The Ascension Charity Classic presented by Emerson. Tickets, clubhouse passes, hospitality suites, pro-am foursomes on sale now. Visit Ascension Charity Classic.
We're halfway there. It's time for the Back Nine on Golf with Jay Delsing.
The Back Nine is brought to you by Fogelbach Agency with Farmers Insurance.
And welcome back. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. Pearlie's with me, and we are headed to the Back Nine that is brought to you by the Fogelbach Agency with Farmers. Ed Fogelbach, a good friend. Thank you, Ed, for supporting the show. He's got three of his kids working at this agency, and they will handle all of your insurance needs. And Farmers is a great supporter of the game of golf. I mean,
yes, it
some of the Fowler commercials and stuff on the national side are just terrific. So call the Fogelbach Agency at 314-398-0101. All right, so, Pearlie, what do you got for us for the next Shannonism.
Shannonisms. Okay, here we go. And these are even hard to read. They're so awkward, but yep. I'll give it a shot. Well, he did everything right to get ready for the throw. But if you ain't got the hose, fill in the blank, you can't water the lawn, the water just won't come out, then you better use the sprinkler, you'll get caught with your pants down. Who comes up with these options? And they're all good. Yep. Which one are you going with, Jay?
Number two.
The water just won't come out. You got it. Exactly right. Good for you. What do they mean, the hose? You talking about the arm?
Yeah.
The arm
yeah.
strength to,
yep.
to whip that thing over?
Yep, definitely.
That's too funny.
Yep.
That is too funny. Where do they come up with? These are like yogi-isms.
Yeah,
but
even,
right.
But
with a different twist.
I mean, he put a laser on him, man. He went down like a sack of onions.
You got to love a sack of onions. All right, the crowd is on their feet. Fill in the blanks. For the seventh inning scratch, the sacramental first pitch, the Canadian Star Spangled Banner, or America the Bountiful?
I have to say the Canadian Star Spangled Banner. I want it to be that one.
And it is. Yes. Yes. We're on a roll. We got two in a row.
I got to copy that. Okay, you got one more. It's raining so hard that, fill in the blank, it's filling up Ballpark Village. Noah started building his ark. I thought it was going to stop. The fans are putting up parasails.
Oh, man. I got no guess on that
I'm
one.
I'm thinking it's got to be Noah. Here we go. Nope. I thought these dang questions switched so fast.
I thought it was going to stop.
That's better.
All right. So we've had some fun with these Shannonisms. They are terrific. I'm sure you've heard them before. But, okay, so, John, your takeaway from the interview. My biggest thing, let me just jump in because
how much fun he's had. That's my takeaway, but where were you going?
So here's a guy, I think it was 1957. He is a senior in high school. He's Missouri High School Athlete of the Year in football, Missouri High School Athlete of the Year in basketball, goes to the University of Missouri and plays baseball.
That's funny.
And I said to him on the interview, I'm like, Mike, who the hell could have been a better baseball player than you? And he was just like, yeah, we had a lot of bad weather and we didn't play that much ball that year. And so, I mean, but he also said, which is so true, no one's going to touch that record. Nobody lets their kids do any of that stuff anymore.
Right, right.
We don't let our kids do that. And we mentioned that in an earlier show, you know, where Jack Nicklaus said, let your kids play other sports, man. Let them play something else.
Yeah, you can learn from the other sports a whole bunch of things across the board, whether it's physical or the mental side or perspectives or dealing and working with different people and different pressures. You and I both feel the same way. You know, maybe we're just getting old, but so much of this, the younger generation just seems to double down. And by the way, when they do play the sports, I swear they have twice as many practices as we ever had and twice as many games as we ever had.
There's no question. One of the other things that I've got to say, Pearl, so I'm a young guy. I'm caddying over at Norwood and working in the back room, and Mike comes up always kind to me. And I it's interesting. His son, Tim, is our age, and Tim went to CBC, and I went to SLU, which was kind of rival high schools, but he played baseball and football, and I played basketball and golf. You know what school he went to in college?
Hmm.
USC.
Oh, did he really?
He played football at USC, yeah.
Did he really?
And so we got to become friends, and we still are friends to this day. But the point that I'm making is Mike was up there and was kind of the headliner for this for many, many golf fundraising events. He raised a lot of money for CBC. He raised a lot of money for a lot of different causes.
Well, I loved what he talked about giving back, working with each other, making things happen. I liked the part because he was such a kind of fun-loving and talked about how much fun he would. And the one time he got kind of serious in the interview was he said, those guys, I really give it to them if they weren't giving back, if they weren't kind of the sharing in the give back, the pay forward, that kind of stuff. I thought that was awesome, and you could tell how serious he was about it.
Yeah. And you know what, John, the other thing that we've got to talk a little bit about is, what about the who's who of A, who he competed with, B, who he announced with, and C, some of the interviews. I mean, go up and down the history of MLB in this time frame of 60-some-odd years. I mean, it is Hall of Famer after Hall of Famer.
Well, when you can carry forward the culture, the stories of that time, that's what's so much fun now, is just bringing that history forward. And again, how much funny. He just always sounds like the guys. He's just always having a good time up there.
Yeah, could you imagine they talked to his the former football coach down at the University of Missouri, is Frank Broyles, and Frank said that if Mike would have stayed in college, he probably won the Heisman. I mean, maybe the best athlete ever to come out of our state.
That's
which
awesome.
Is saying,
a
lot. But one of the things that when you think about the people – that he's played with. So Mike's a Cardinal Hall of Famer, but played with Gibson, played with Steve Carlton, played with Tim McCarver, and all of the, on and on, Roger Maris, all of these, Red Shandings. I mean, there's pictures on the internet of these guys that are almost kind of throwback. They remind me a little bit of like the Rat Pack days, Pearl. You know, some of them are black and white, and we had Michael Bamberger on a while back, and he's done just some terrific books. And one of his books has a black and white photo of Jack and Arnold over there shaking hands. It looks like at a cocktail party or, you know, back in the 18th green or something. And that's kind of the era when I think of Mike and think of the Cardinals and back in, man, I don't, you know, the Cardinals Gas House Gang is a terrific time in Cardinal history. But back when Mike played, I mean, in that 9-year period, they went to the World Series three different times. That's awesome. He won twice. I mean, there's just some, he just goes down as one of those legendary figures and
continues to carry on.
Well, and I mean, not only he's created this completely new career in a field that is very, he's unique in, you know, there was a, you know, let me ask you this. How do you get a character like Mike Shannon? We're reading these Shannonisms because they're fun. I can relate a story to you when I was probably 14 years old or so, and I'm walking into this fundraiser, you know, cocktail party with my dad, and he sees Whitey Herzog standing at the bar. And the Whitey, they called him the Rat or White Rat. And they said, my dad said, "Hey, Whitey," and as we're walking up, Whitey said to the bartender, "Hey, bartender, buy this guy a drink. He's a good low ball hitter." And I listened to my
dad.
My dad, yeah, not me. And, I listened to them for 15 minutes carry on this baseball-centric conversation that no English was spoken. It was a lot of grunts and a lot of this ball, pop, you know, and he had that extra little whoop on the end of his fastball, you know, and I'm over there going, "What are they talking about?" You know, and that's what Mike does.
Yeah.
Mike does it right on the air. I mean,
he does it with a lot of stuff.
He does it with a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's fun.
And it's so what happens in an era like we're in today? That doesn't even play.
Yeah.
Does that ever get started?
Well, that's why, to me, that type of announcer doesn't get old to me. It's just the flavor of the whole thing. It's sometimes I'm sitting listening to every word. Other times it's just in the background, and I absolutely love it. It just gives me the feeling I want when I have the radio on.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, another one of these guys where you look at his resume and go, wow.
Well, who's some of the guys that he announced with, Jay?
Oh, with Kurt Gowdy, with Joe Morgan. He did Tony Kubek, you know, kind of the icons of the color game that Mike was involved in. There's something, though, John, to me, and you know how much I love the game, but there's something to me that when you know that much about the game, this, for lack of knowing what to call it, this twist of extra color that he throws in there, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's incredibly unique. You could certainly understand why a certain generation would go, huh? But to me, it just seems like he'll always go down with such fondness because in my heart, just because that is so authentic. That's what you and I are trying to do every day, trying to be true to ourselves. Could you imagine somebody going, "What do we do with this guy? The English isn't there. The stories are kind of out there. You know, what do we do with this guy?" Turn him loose is what you do with him, and let him keep going.
To the credit of the area and who's ever in charge of that, they've let the guy go for a long time, and it's absolutely awesome.
Oh, and it's benefited all of us,
of course.
Community, the game, the whole thing. My point is not that he shouldn't have been. My point is, thank God.
Yes.
God this, there was room for that kind of color.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's good stuff.
Yeah. So, that's going to wrap up the back nine, but don't go anywhere. We're going to have a cold frosty.
And a couple more Shannonisms.
Yeah. Cold frosty ultra on the Michelob Ultra 19th hole. This is Golf with Jay Delsing.
The management team at Marcone would like to give a shout out to our 500 plus employees and their families. Their diligence and commitment to each other, our process, and our company are so good that we are obligated to state it publicly. We are so grateful for each and every one of you. You have all contributed to our success, and your dedication is imperative to the continued growth of our company. Thank you for your efforts. Marcone is the largest distributor of General Electric appliance parts in North America.
You've seen it and played it in bars over the past 30 years, and now you can bring Golden Tee to your home. Complete your basement or man cave with the popular arcade game, The Ultimate Virtual Golfing Experience. Over 80 courses, unique game modes, and you can even challenge a buddy in online tournaments. However you play, you will be the talk of your neighborhood. Visit home.goldentee.com to learn more.
When things come out of left field, having a game plan matters. Farmers Insurance has over 90 years of experience helping people play through every stage of the game. We've seen almost everything, so we know how to cover almost anything. Talk to Farmers agent Ed Fogelbach at 314-398-0101 to see how they can help you stay in the game. That's Ed Fogelbach at 314-398-0101.
We are Farmers.
USA Mortgage is doing it again. Joe Scheeser and his staff have lowered rates again this month, and they will waive closing costs if you want to refinance to get cash out, lower your rate, shorten your term, or eliminate that costly, unnecessary mortgage insurance. If you are purchasing a property, they can issue a pre-approval letter within minutes. They are the largest mortgage company in the state of Missouri, and their volume allows them to quote the lowest rates. Don't waste your time with the national online brokers. USA Mortgage is employee-owned and operated right here in St. Louis. Joe Scheeser has closed over $500 million in loans in nearly 30 years in the business and over $2 million alone to Delsings.
For the last 48 years, Pro-Am Golf has been providing outstanding customer service to the greater St. Louis area for all of our golf needs, from top-of-the-line equipment to full-service club repair, lessons, and instructions. They now have their own retail outlet, as well as state-of-the-art computers, cameras, and things to customize all of your personal club fitting needs. Pro-Am Golf carries all the major brands. They also have the latest fashion trends from Puma Golf. Whatever your needs, Pro-Am Golf will meet them and have the best customer service in the industry. Call us at 314-781-7775 or find us at proamgolfusa.com.
Professional golf returns to St. Louis in 2021. The Ascension Charity Classic, presented by Emerson. Stars like Phil Mickelson, Ernie Els, Jim Furyk, and more compete at Norwood Hills Country Club, September 6th through the 12th. Tickets, clubhouse passes, hospitality suites, and pro-am foursomes are on sale now. All proceeds go to North St. Louis County Charities. Visit AscensionCharityClassic.com or call 314-938-2828. PGA Tour Golf is back in the Lou. The Ascension Charity Classic.
This is a subject that most people don't want to talk about, but many find themselves facing. Their marriage is ending and they need to find a good lawyer at the most difficult time in their life. Or maybe you're like me, divorced for almost 15 years, but you're still wrestling with hassles, maintenance, and other hard-to-figure-out issues. Do yourself a favor and call 314-788-3030. That's the law office of my buddy and attorney, Henry Miller. I was living under the burden of unfair maintenance and a few other things that could only be settled in the courtroom. My only regret is that I didn't use Henry years ago. He is first and foremost smart and hardworking. But what was really important to me is that he listened. He's also fair and extremely honest. We had an odd issue arise where I had paid for something that was not allowed to be used in our case. After one call and an email, it was settled and that charge was removed. Do yourself a favor and call Henry Miller. He is the man you can trust when you need him the most. You can also reach him at grantmillersmith.com.
Grab your friends, a cold one, and pull up a chair. We're on to the 19th hole on golf with Jay Delsing.
The 19th hole is brought to you by Michelob Ultra.
And welcome back. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. John is with me, and we are headed to the Michelob Ultra 19th hole. Man, we couldn't have a better. This is the most perfect 19th hole sponsor you could ever,
ever get. Sure it is. I've said before, I'm excited for you. I know how important this relationship's been your whole career.
Yeah, and we're honoring Mike Shannon, who mentioned Cold Frosty once. So grab a Cold Frosty Ultra here, and let's do this. Before we talk a little more about Shannonisms, got to remind people, any of our old shows that you want to go see, go to jdelsinggolf.com, and they're all archived there. So if you want to listen to Dan Dierdorf or Jim Nance or David Faraday or whomever, we've got them all over
Who's
there.
Who?
Yeah.
Who's who?
Yeah, so please do that. All right, so Pearl, I've got to thank Bob and Kathy Donahue one more time for their painting and refinishing company. It's just fantastic. They do great jobs inside and out with highly professional, very safe workers. Call them at 314-805-2132. All right, so here's our next Shannonism. During the game in Montreal, Mike said, "This game is moving along pretty quick. It must have something to do with the exchange rate, attitude up here, time zone change in Canada, or the metric system, Pearl."
Attitude up here.
Nope. Exchange rate.
Okay, here's mine. Well, no one's perfect. Only one guy was ever perfect, Jack. And, boy, this is a beauty. They nailed him to a tree. He was deducted into Cooperstown. Even he wasn't perfect. They called him Stan the Man. Which one, Jay?
Stan the Man.
Nope, they nailed him to a tree. Oh, man.
The Cardinals up by Cinco de Mayo. That's coming up pretty soon, too, isn't it? Cinco de Mayo, when is that? Is it over already? That happens on the fifth month, the fifth day, right? Cinco de Mayo. So it's coming up the next May. Get ready now.
I love a guy that can make nothing fun and funny and the highlight of a given inning.
Okay, and this is going to be our last Shannonism for the show. He knew he was out when blank. The clock struck. You're out. He heard that right hand go up. The sun snuck past the rooster. Ernie Hayes started playing his organ.
He heard the right hand go up.
And you got it, Pearly. All right. All right. Let's shift gears a little bit here, Meat, and let's talk about the Masters. All right, so you and I both would love to see Bryson DeChambeau win.
Yes.
I'm really excited about checking out what the golf course is going to play like. You made a point earlier, and I think you're spot on. This golf course could play super long, just depending on the conditions. I don't know how fast it's going to be. We don't know yet about what the weather for the entire week is. We've seen it, but it's still dodgy, so we're not really sure.
Jay, they've got all the control, I believe, underneath their greens where they can control the moisture. Is that throughout the golf course, or is that just greens? Do you happen to know?
So
I'm sure they've got great drainage. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that next level of specialty.
Yeah, and you know what, Pearl? I don't think they have the entire.
I think it's just greens.
I don't think they have the entire surface sub-aired, but they may have.
I'm just saying, if it's cold and it's wet, it's a very different deal. Now you mentioned the overseed. Is that something that they might do for this time of year as well?
Yeah, it's the whole. Yes.
From the player standpoint, it could be just wildly different. And I'm gonna change. I want Bryson to do well, but I'll tell you what. When you talk about him swinging to where he can do 212 and he's hitting it 400 yards, man, I do not know how a guy then is going to be able to stand up and hit those very technical, touchy, over-the-creek shots and be able to do that when he's done everything else and still have his touch. I'm going to say it could be a really, really, really tough week for him, even though he's bombing it and there's okay. room out there. I understand your point. There's room out there. But you still have to hit those downhilly, side-hilly shots over Rays Creek.
But don't you think do you think he's not practicing that as well?
Or? No, I'm sure he's practicing it, but it's just like, it sounds to me, go lift weights hard for 2 months and then grab your wedge and see if your touch is there.
Well, what they're doing, though, nowadays, John, is that they're stretching out so much, and he's also...
I'm making my prediction.
I understand. So he's the betting favorite at plus 700.
So I'm putting some money against him.
So who's your pick to win?
I'm telling you, I think given the weather and the things we've talked about, I think it's a complete crapshoot. I think it's going to really mess with guys' heads when all of a sudden they can't quite reach the par fives or they can't reach it with a low enough club to be able to hold the greens, et cetera, et cetera. I think it's a very, very different tournament. Again, maybe there's a week where it's 65, 68 degrees, certain things like that. Then there's not a huge difference. But if it's dipping down into the 50s and there's some moisture, I think, and they leave the length and let the guys get beat up a little bit, I think you're going to be, I think it's still going to be fantastic. I will be glued to the tube no matter what the results and what the weather is. But I think you could see a very different story.
There's a guy who I love, never gets talked about very much, hence under the radar, Xander Schauffele.
Oh, yeah.
I love his golf game. I love his demeanor. It just looks like this cat is ready to leap onto one of these big stages. He doesn't seem to have any sort of problem with these bigger stages.
It's almost the opposite. It's like he's kind of primed at that time. He's ready to go. Yep. Yeah, I agree with you. I definitely. And again, just a smaller guy.
Oh, yeah, smaller guy. Man, Pearl, what an efficient way to move your body. He's got that easy power.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
You could see that Bryson swings and his hair's on fire. But when it's kind of like, you know, when Fred swung and when Ernie swung and they bombed it. But it looked like they were just.
But this guy's is even simpler, less complicated than theirs. And I'm with you. There's something about his backswing, and I guess you would say the width, that's exceptional for that size of a player. And that thing, it pops off. And you hear the announcers say on par fives, well, these other guys are bombers. And like, listen, Xander's not short. He might not be knocking it by them, but he is not short. He's right on their heels all the time, and he's just wearing out the irons.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting to see if the way the golf course is set up is going to fit in to anyone's game better than another.
That's why I'm predicting it could be a crapshoot out there.
And, you know, Bubba Watson has not played well, but there's a guy that's won around there twice, and if there's ever a place that fits his eye, you know, he's one of those players that kind of – He goes in drips and drabs. You see him, you don't see him. He's doing some kind of crazy stuff, and then all of a sudden, boom, he starts, you know.
He's popped up a little bit lately where he's had some good tournaments. Not great necessarily, but some nice finishes where you can tell he's obviously getting some of the game back.
Yeah, there's some past champions that no one's expecting to do well at all. I've got a good one for you. I read just something about – there was a cool interview with Brooks Koepka just recently, and Brooks – had a torn labrum in his hip and had got a cortisone shot and been working out like crazy and said he couldn't believe how much he was favoring between that and the surgically repaired knee. He couldn't believe how much he was favoring these things and feels just terrific.
That's fantastic. We want him back in the mix.
It'd be nice to have his. He's got such a stir it up kind of.
Yes, he does.
I'm a hard ass. I'm kind of like the Clint Eastwood of golf over here when most of these young guys would go, who the hell's Clint Eastwood? But, you know, but he does. He's looking for anything that he can use to put that chip on his shoulder.
Yeah, yeah. He does a good job of it. I've commented more than once. I wish he just played a lot more and spoke a lot less.
Yeah.
Because he's so good, and I just love the way he just plays with confidence. There's not a whole lot of mechanical thinking out there. He looks at it, sees it, and goes and does
So I got another name for you.
Yep.
Matthew Wolf. It's either penthouse or somewhere lower.
Yeah, he's that guy. And any way you look at it, it's an advantage, and especially if it's cold, if you can bomb it. Because granted, it'll play a lot longer, but if you're bombing it, you're still bombing it against the guys that are cold and hitting it shorter. Yeah, he's an interesting character. And I'll tell you what, he's had a lot of exposure. He's had some success, and his confidence is only growing.
Yeah. So, all right. So, I'm going to say Bryson DeChambeau. I want Bryson DeChambeau to win. Okay. My sleeper pick, which is not a sleeper at all, but I'm going to go with Schauffele.
I love it.
Yeah,
I love it. Well, I'm taking the field.
Okay. You got everybody else. Good luck to me, Pearl. That's another show in the books, man.
Love it.
Yeah. Thanks for being here.
What a great show.
Do you know what our next show is?
No.
Number 100.
a 100-show celebration. I'll tell you what. That doesn't speak well to how you and I set goals, because we never sat down and said, we hope we do 100 shows.
No.
We were too busy trying to get through the first one.
Right. We were hoping that after the first one, me would unlock that door and let us back in. Yeah, so that'll be
congratulations
fun.
On that, Jay.
Yeah, we've got some great guests. We've got Dillard Pruitt in the line, who's a PGA Tour player and a good friend and a PGA Tour official, and also Valentino Dixon. And so maybe Valentino's the perfect guy for our next show, because he's got a special story. Well, thanks again. That'll do it for Golf with Jay Delsing. Hit him straight, St. Louis.
That was Golf with Jay Delsing, brought to you by Whitmore Country Club. Tune in next Sunday for more from Jay, John, and the other pros and experts from the golf world. In the meantime, you can find all of Jay's shows at 101ESPN.com, as well as at jdelsinggolf.com.